You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hello, bulls and queens and cucks all over the world. It is your man and your semi-sexy podcast host, Doc Chocolates. Why they call me Doc? Because I may melt in your hands, but I definitely melt in your mouth, ladies. And I don't cause any cavities whatsoever. That's just my try at having a sexy deep voice. But anyways, I hope you guys and ladies are doing well no matter where in the world you are at right now. This is Doc Chocolate once again, the DOC, coming at you with another episode of Bulls and Queens, where we talk about the beautiful, awesome, sexy lifestyle adventures of BBC Black Bulls. BBC is Big Black Cocks for you newbies out there. Queens, which represents our Queens of Spades out there, our beautiful, luscious, sexy, curvy white woman, and all other women as well, because you know Doc loves all women, whether you're Latina, Black, Asian, in between. I love you all. And cucks, which are our guys who are in relationships with the Queens of Spades. So it is a form of lifestyle, you guys, where the Black Bull, he entertains and has sexual fun and fulfills the fantasies of the Queen of Spades. And the Queen of Spades is in a one-sided open relationship with her husband or her boyfriend, who is known as the cuckold. The cuckold is monogamous to the queen, but the queen is polygamous towards him. So the queen, she just basically, if I can just be non-PC related, she just goes and she fucks whoever the fuck she wants to fuck. And in this aspect that we're talking about in the lifestyle, we're talking about Black Bulls, all right? Because I've heard it said before, and I don't mean to be egotistical or get a big head, but women come to us Black Bulls because they know that we can fuck the dog shit out of them, okay? We come in, we are assertive, we know what we want, we are passionate, we pretty much blow their backs out. Ha! Yes. And that's why they come to us, to fulfill their sexual fantasies. Now, you may ask yourself, okay, well, why is a queen, why doesn't she just get with a black dude, you know? There's many reasons why she doesn't, and we'll explore those in future episodes. But regardless, you guys, she is in a mental and an emotional and in a loving relationship with her cuck, husband, or boyfriend. All right. And so it just works. But today we are going to talk about my first experience and my first soiree into being a bull at an orgy event. All right. Now, you know, when we're talking about orgies, you know, we're going to have some fun talking about orgies. So we're going to get into that here in just a moment. But I have a offer for those of you guys and ladies who are new to the cuckolding experience. If you are new, if you are a rookie, if you are exploring this awesome, beautiful lifestyle and you want to pretty much get the 1, 2, 3 beginner's guide into how to do things, what you should say, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should stay away from, and all that other good stuff, I want you to go immediately now to my website at bullsandqueens.com. And I want you to get my free gift to you, which is the Bulls, the Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to Having Sexy Fun in the Lifestyle. It's an ebook which pretty much goes into all the intricacies, not sure if that's even a word, of how you can get into the lifestyle, how you can have fun, how you can find yourself and what you desire, how you can fulfill your partner, how you can experience the most that life, this lifestyle has to offer you, okay? And it basically shows you how to just have a totally fun, sexy experience where you find yourself, you find fun, and you just fulfill yourself. So again, go right now, not later, to bullsandqueens.com and download the free gift, the Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to Having Sexy Fun in the Lifestyle. I promise you, once you download that free gift, if you don't like it, I will refund you 10 times the amount that you invested in it. Isn't that such a good offer? So bullsandqueens.com. And as always, you guys, if you want me to host a play date or a group meeting or a fun lifestyle party that's private in your city, contact me as well on bullsandqueens.com and check out what I'm offering, okay? Sometimes on a monthly basis, I try to do it on a monthly basis out here in Vegas, but I try to have a lifestyle party that's fun and that's open to the general public. And donations are obviously required, but go to my website as well, bullsandqueens.com. Go into the contact area in the menu bar. The links are there, so it's an easy to find place. And check me out if you want to attend a fun and kinky lifestyle party that we hold monthly in Vegas. Go there. If you want me to host a party that's either private to you or for your friends in your city, and I fly out to your city, then go to bullsandqueens.com and contact me. Or if you have a bachelorette party, this is the exhibitionist in me coming out, and you want me to pose nude or semi-nude at your party, you can also go to bullsandqueens.com and you can see a picture of what I look like. I keep on the website as well. I keep myself in semi-decent shape. I do a push-up or two every once in a blue moon. You know, sometimes I run a block or two. You know, I try not to eat McDonald's every day. I try to keep it a little bit healthy, you know, and all that stuff. And so I think for a 1980 Chevy, I'm doing pretty well for myself. You know, at 41 years of age, I think I'm doing pretty well for myself. At least okay. But you can see a few pictures of myself on the websites, and I try to keep myself in decent physical shape. Okay, so I haven't had any complaints from any of the ladies, the queens, or even the husbands that have wanted me to enjoy their wives. So we all have fun. So anyways, bullsandqueens.com. Get your free gift and then get at me so that we can party. Woo! All right. So anyways, now that we have the pleasantries out of the way, I want to talk about my first bull experience at an orgy. Oh my God, did he just say orgy? I probably got to put the explicit tag on the podcast now because I said orgy. All right, so let me go ahead and paint a picture for you beautiful people out there in podcast world. Oh, yeah. By the way, what are you doing? Leave me a 5-star review on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Apple. Leave me a 5-star review. If you're listening to my crazy black, bald, bearded ass this long, there's a little something about me that you must like at least a little bit. Cucks, queens, bulls, if y'all are listening to this and you guys are at least slightly entertained by the podcast episodes, just go right now and leave me a 5-star review, okay? Stop being shady, all right? Just leave it on Apple platform, iTunes platform and all that, okay? But my first bull experience, you guys, was at an orgy. And so this is after myself and my wife had discussed becoming swingers and discussed what it would be like to become a swinger and what we could get out of it. And we were just researching back and forth. We were discussing it. And if you listen to previous episodes, I acted like a little bitch when my wife said she wanted to explore the swinging lifestyle, okay? I'm gonna be honest, I acted like a little bitch. But hey, this is the good thing though, okay? I only acted like a little bitch for like 24 hours, okay? After 24 hours, my bitch mode got put back into repression, okay? So I was no longer a bitch. I brought back my alpha out of his cage, okay? So, because, yeah, y'all know, I was thinking my wife was talking about she wants to have experiences with other guys. And I was like, oh, so what? My dick isn't good enough for you? Yeah, I was acting like a little bitch. But anyways, this was towards the end of 2016, all right? And so I was doing the research. And as many of you guys know, I live out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is America's adult playground in more than one way. And so if there's fun to be had or fun that you desire, Las Vegas is pretty much the place you go to, which I think most people know to be true, to have fun, okay? And in the lifestyle, it's no different. So anyways, in my research, ladies and gents, I saw that there was a sex and lifestyle club called the Red Rooster. And so many of you guys who are in the lifestyle and you visited Las Vegas, you may have heard about the Red Rooster before. It's actually one of Las Vegas's oldest nightclubs and pretty cool place. Go to redrooster.vegas, I believe. That's their website. Free publicity to them. And anyways, I went there and I didn't really know what to expect, right? And so what I did was, you know, I went there by myself. I went there solo and I was on a mission. It was on a random Saturday night and I just wanted to like go there and just get a feel for the layout of the land. I wanted to do my my recon, all right, to see, all right, well, what's this swinger stuff all about? All right, if I go in, if my wife goes in, like, are you gonna step on landmines and get blown the fuck up when we step out here? You know, I just wanted to do my recon, okay? And so anyways, I didn't plan on doing anything. I plan on keeping my dick to myself. I mean, I promise you, I really, really did. But you guys know us men, oh my God, you women are so much smarter and more intelligent than us, and you women have so much more self-control over your physical bodies than us, okay? I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah, so anyways. So, I go to the Red Rooster, and beforehand, you know, when I get to the parking lot, it's super, super full, right? So, I'm driving through Vegas, and I'm like, okay, I'm digging it. It's about maybe 25, 30 minutes drive away from my house. And, you know, I come into this industrial side of the city, And I'm thinking in my head, like, the fuck is this bullshit? I'm like, it's all dark and there's like random like buildings and warehouses and dirt roads and like shit out there, and there's no lights out there. No street lights or anything like that. It was about maybe 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, kind of bullshit is this? I was like, the fuck? I was like, am I gonna go there and like I'm gonna get killed and buried out in the desert, and that's gonna be the end of Doc? Yeah, I was like, kind of bullshit is that? Honestly, guys, I almost turned around. I said, fuck this shit, I'm not going there. But anyways, I told you guys I repressed that inner bitch in me, so I wasn't acting like no bitch that night. So anyways, I got to the parking lot of the Rooster, and it's basically a house which I believe it started as an 800 square foot house or 900 square foot house back in the early 80s. And the owners of the house at that time, the founders of the Red Rooster, and I believe, I know the guy passed away, I'm not sure about the wife, but they basically threw parties for their lifestyle friends, right? And so they were a white couple, and they had people of mixed races, so, you know, whites, blacks, you know, which I thought was pretty cool, you know, Latinos. And basically, over the years, they added onto their house, where eventually it's this big ass huge home. And I would venture to say it's probably about 5,000 square foot, around 6,000 square foot, somewhere in that approximate range, right? So there's two levels to the house, and there's a big huge parking lot, okay? And it's almost like a commercial parking lot, so you could literally fit maybe 100 cars in the parking lots, and there's like three parking lots. And so anyways, I park in one of the parking lots, and you know, I'm still nervous, right? And so I brought myself a bottle of something. I think it was probably vodka. Back in those days, I think I was drinking vodka back in 2016. And you guys, I do a lot of keto and low carb eating, so I don't drink too much, because if I drink alcohol, it like really, really fucks me up. Like, I have no tolerance for alcohol whatsoever. Like, you give me one shot and I'm like, I'm three sheets in the wind. I am fucked. Okay, I'm like a 97 pound female when I drink. But anyways, says a lot about a 170 pound male that I am. But anyways, I have my vodka with me, and I think I do a little shot, and then I have my weed with me, and I don't really smoke too much weed either. But anyways, I took a few puffs, right? And I may have taken a few puffs before I even drove out there. Okay, don't judge me. And so by the time I was walking into the place, you know, I was stoned and a little bit drunk, but I was good. Okay. And so I walk in, I pay my money to the front door, and I go in, and there's a bunch of people out there, right? And so it's a nice mixed group. And, you know, you go in and you're kind of nervous because you don't know what the hell to expect. You know, I'm not sure if like people are going to be naked. I'm not sure if people are going to be like swinging from people's dicks. I don't know what the hell to expect, right? Because I'm new to this. I'm a rookie. And so anyways, I'm pretty social for the most part. So, you know, I start, you know, I check in my drinks at the front desk. There's a lady that's like a hostess, and she's dressed in lingerie, some sexy lingerie, and she checks in my drinks and my vodka. And, you know, I'm just checking out the lay of the land. I'm conversing with people. I'm just observing. And there's a few ladies out there that's kind of running back and forth naked, I believe. And, you know, there's a dance floor in there. They're playing some nice music, and I love to dance. And so I just start mingling with people, talking with people, people that look friendly, right? And so the one thing that I would tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, which you are, obviously, because you wouldn't be hearing my words, but I would tell you that when you go and experience a new situation like I did, because many of you, again, are listening to this because you're thinking about getting into the lifestyle. You're thinking about getting into cuckolding or being a queen of spade, being a hot wife, open relationship, whatever the case is, swinging. And it's going to be your first time for you. And your first time is going to be like super nervous. You're going to be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Okay. Especially if you go by yourself. All right. At least if you go with a partner, like, I mean, honestly, I should have gone with my wife, but whatever. And so, what happened was I mingled, I talked with people, and whoever was smiling, you know, I smiled back to them. I made eye contact, you know, not the creepy, you know, serial killer type of eye contact, but the, you know, hey, I'm a semi-buff black guy. And, yeah, you know, and I know, yeah, that didn't sound the least bit sexy, but y'all know what I was trying to do. And so, you know, I would smile and I was being cool. You know, I wasn't being thirsty. That's a one thing for you guys to know is don't be thirsty. You know, don't be salivating at your mouth because you see a nice set of perky tits and, you know, a nice ass that's just rotund that you could eat grits off of. But anyways, you know, so I connect with a few people talking with them and I'm dancing with some girls. I'm grinding on some girls and stuff like that. And, you know, you got to use what you got. And so just have fun. All right. When you go out to these places like this, you guys and ladies, the thing that I tell myself is hey, I'm likely to not ever meet any of these people ever again. And even if I do, they're not going to remember who the hell I am. Most likely. And even if they do, it's going to be in a good way, right? And so go ahead and have fun. Go ahead and make a fool of yourself, okay? And just like live life. Life is short. YOLO. You only live once. So anyways, you know, I'm dancing, I'm doing whatnot, doing my thing and whatnot. And then, you know, I'm exploring the house as well because they got a pool area. They have a room downstairs where it's an orgy room where people can fuck and you can watch if you're a voyeur. And that's really awesome because I'm an exhibitionist, meaning I love when people see me fucking. And like if you put me in a room full of 80 people and I'm just fucking a bunch of chicks, I love it. Okay, it excites me. But then there's other people that are voyeurs where they just want to watch, and most cucks are voyeurs. They just want to watch, right? Maybe they want to join in a little bit, maybe they just want to hear about it afterwards, but or see the videos. But most cuckolds are men are voyeurs, and most black bulls and queen of spades are exhibitionists. They love to be seen, okay? And that works. That's a relationship that definitely works because both parties get something out of the relation, okay? So anyways, there's also private rooms down one hallway where it's couples only, I believe, that can go in there. And it's like guarded by these security guards. And then there's like porn that's playing on the big TV near the orgy room. And then outside they have a smoke area. And then upstairs, you go upstairs, and upstairs is for couples only. So you had to be a couple, otherwise you can't get up there. So anyways, I'm smoking, I'm doing my thing as well. And you know, I'm starting to feel the effects of my highness, right? Because again, I don't really smoke that much. I don't really drink that much, you know, try to be health conscious and all that bullshit. And so anyways, I'm walking and I got my nice slacks on. I had some gray slacks on. I had this nice form fitting V-neck shirt on that was looking nice. I had my good watch on. I had my brown leather shoes, my brown leather dress shoes on, and I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. I'm walking near the pool area with my drink in my hand, just trying to look chill. And I'm walking, you know, and then all of a sudden, next thing I know, you guys, I was literally head first in a pool of water. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, what happened? I was confused, right? I was like, what happened? And what happened, you guys, was my high, slightly drunk self literally walked into the pool. fully clothed. I'm lucky I didn't bash my head up against the concrete in the pool. And it's an indoor pool, okay? And then I just, like, walk into it, okay? And, you know, luckily, I think it's, like, maybe 5 feet deep, okay? But, like, you know, still, like, it was fucking surprising, you know? Because, like, I'm walking, and all of a sudden, like, splash! And then, like, I'm in a body full of water, and this water is splashing in my face and whatnot. And, you know, luckily I land on my feet, and I mean, this water is, you know, up to my neck, up to my chin or whatever, right? And, like, my face is all wet from the splash, and I'm totally confused, right? I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm looking around, and then, like, in a split second, I'm like, oh shit, I walked into the fucking pool. I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm thinking in my head, well, hopefully nobody saw me. And then I look around, and then, like, I start hearing voices. I hear the voices first. They're like, are you okay? Oh my god, dude, what happened? And there's all these concerned people. They were at the edge of the pool. They're looking at this crazy black dude that just walked in there fully clothed. And I'm lucky I didn't, like, land on a motherfucker's head as soon as I stepped in the pool, right? And so, and there's literally like 20, 25 people in the pool, right? In the pool area. And so they helped me up, right? And they're like, dude, are you okay? And I'm just, like, totally, like, fucking, like, blushing, all right? And I'm a chocolate guy, okay? So I'm, you know, dark enough where I shouldn't be blushing, but I know I was fucking blushing at that point because I was fucking embarrassed, okay? That was fucking embarrassment, okay? And so... So anyways, that was actually a nice little icebreaker and conversation starter because, like, everybody wanted to talk to the dumbass that walked into the pool fully clothed, okay? The dumbass being me. And so anyways, you know, I can't just chill in wet clothes, right? So even though it was a summer night and, you know, it was warm out there, yeah, it's fucking wet clothes. So I had to take off all my clothes. And so, like, I basically got a towel and then, you know, I just, like, stripped down, right? And then I put my towel on, you know, covering my genitals. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I was just like, I'm just going to be fucking naked, right? And so, like, I just got fucking naked. And I was just talking with people. And then, like, very, very shortly, you know, I saw it from 10 miles away. There was these two chicks that were just totally eye fucking the shit out of me, okay? Now, you know that look that chicks give you, all right? Well, hopefully you know that look that chicks give you when they want to fuck, okay? They were just, they weren't even undressing me with their eyes because, well, I was, you know, naked, right? So they're checking out my package and whatnot, and I saw them talking back and forth and whispering to each other and just kind of giggling, and, you know, they're looking at me, checking me out. I could tell they're checking out my physique, they're checking out my dick, and I wasn't hard at the point, but, you know, I have a decent sized dick, I guess, and I'm pretty muscular. And so anyways, I could see that they were with guys, right? And so the chicks, they were really good looking, okay? So let me give you a quick description of them. So both two of them, they're probably about 5'3", 5'4"-ish in that range. They're both about 115 to 125 pounds in that range. So they're both nice little petite chicks, and they both had nice set of boobs, you know, probably B cup to C cups in that range, right? Nothing too crazy in the boobs. They had nice smooth skin. Both two of them were probably in their 30s to 40s at that time. And one of them had this, like, short curly hair, like short curly blonde hair and green eyes, and she was real cute looking. Okay, and She kind of had looked like Felicity in the hair. You remember Felicity from that show Felicity way back in the day? So kind of had that type of vibe and look to her. And then the other chick, she was a darker brunette. And she probably had maybe hair that went down past her shoulders. And she was also very attractive as well. And she had dark colored eyes and almost looked like she could be a Latina, but she was definitely Caucasian. But she was probably Italian, I would say, if I had to guess it. And so, anyways, these chicks, I mean, I could tell, you know, they had some sexy dresses on and they weren't naked yet. And they had some sexy dresses on and, you know, they're totally eye fucking me. And I was like, I dig that, right? And these chicks, they look like they went to Spin Cycle every week, right? You know, them Spin Cycle chicks at the gym. And oh, God, I love chicks like that. So you guys know I'm into chicks that are petite. I'm into chicks that are athletically built. I'm into chicks that got nice curves and that nice hourglass shape to them. I love that shit. Oh, my God. Okay. And so anyways, they're two guys. One guy, they're both married. And so one guy was a tall guy, kind of slender. And both two of them were in their 50s, I would say. Maybe late 40s. One guy was a bit taller and, you know, kind of rugged. And then another guy was a bit chunkier and whatnot. And so anyways, the two guys, they walked over to me and they were like, hey, so they started saying some type of pleasantries. I forgot what the hell they said initially. But, you know, we started shooting the shit back and forth for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes and whatnot. And, you know, obviously, yeah, they're talking about me like falling into the pool. Okay, ha ha ha, yeah, black dude fell into the pool. And so, anyways, they're like, yeah, so our wives, they're really checking you out and they want to, like, play with you. And I was like, play? Yeah, have sex with you. And I was like, really? And I was shocked the thing I was shocked at, I wasn't shocked that they wanted to have sex with me, but I was shocked that guys would actually like come to me and say, hey, I want you to fuck my wife. And not only was it one wife, it was two. I was like, oh my God. And you know, at that point, I had never been with two women at the same time, never in my life, you know. And I was like, okay. And I was kind of letting them take the lead, right? And so anyways, and this is the one thing about bulls, you guys. As bulls, you guys have to be assertive. If you're a black bull, you got to be the one who's assertive and have dominance and know what you're doing, because you got to lead the show. But obviously, you know, yeah, I was a rookie back then, right? And so these two guys that kind of show me the ropes. And so anyways, another guy tried to come into the party. And, you know, he was also a good looking black guy. And the two husbands, they're like, oh, OK, yeah, they can come. But then the two ladies, they had come over and they're like, no, we just want him, pointing to me. Right. And so I was like, oh, nice. And so anyways, the taller black dude, he looked dejected and he was like, oh, shit, fuck. And I was like, ah, well, hey, I kind of gave him that look, like, better look next time, Negro. And so anyways, they say, hey, let's just get a room in the back, right? One of those like fuck rooms that are guarded by those like punk ass security guards back there in the hallway. And so anyways, we go into the one of the playrooms, and it's this nice white room, I think it is. And you know, they change the sheets after every couple goes in there, I hope. And so anyways, we go to the bed and I'm still like totally shocked and I'm like nervous as hell, right? And so the dudes, they immediately get naked. The girls immediately get naked, right? The two fine ass, the blondie and the brunette, right? They immediately get naked and I'm like, oh shit, they looked fucking good with them little petite curvy bodies. And I was like, all right, bet. And what I was thinking in my head, you guys, and ladies listening to this, is I was thinking in my head, okay, it's just gonna be me and the two chicks. And then all of a sudden, the two dudes, their husbands, they started undressing, getting naked. And I'm thinking to myself, like, whoa, what the fuck is this? I was like, whoa, shit, fuck. I was like, radar, alert, Will Robbins, alert. I'm like, because I'm thinking in my head, like, hey, I know these two motherfuckers ain't gonna try to stick their dick in me or no bullshit like that, right? I was like, I ain't into any of that gay bullshit, right? No offense to you if you're gay. But I wonder if gay guys think in their head, like, I'm not into that heterosexual bullshit with woman. I wonder if gay guys think that. But whatever. Maybe that's a topic for another future episode. But anyways, they start getting naked, and I'm like, hey, I was like, I just play with women. And then they're like, yeah, us too. They're like, this is normal. They're like, yeah, you're new to this, aren't you? And, you know, of course, I don't want to say I'm new, but I was like, yeah, kind of. And they're like, yeah, we just take turns, you know, like, don't worry. Like, we're not going to touch you. And I was like, okay, all right. You know, but hey, I just had to throw that out there, you know, because like I didn't want to be messing with one of the women and then all of a sudden I get a dick in my ass. I was like, fuck that bullshit. Shoot. I may fight a motherfucker. So anyways, everybody's naked. So the five of us were naked, right? And so it's the two beautiful, sexy ass women and then the two guys, right? And so anyways, I think one of the guys started jacking off. I think actually one of the guys starts jacking off, and then another guy, he starts eating out his woman. And then I started playing with one of the chicks. And I believe I was mostly into the brunette, but then it was the blondie that was mostly into me. So the blondie was totally digging me, like A plus. And then the brunette chick, she was like, B minus towards me, right? But what happened? Yeah, so, but I was more into the other chick that wasn't as into me as the other chick, right? And so I'm trying to remember who's the hotter one. They're both hot, but one of them was hotter than the other one. I think it was the brunette. Yeah, the brunette, she was hotter than the blonde chick, right? I mean, they both have banging bodies, but the brunette was hotter than the blonde chick. And so anyways, I start, you know, eating out one of the chicks, and then one of the chicks is just like sucking my dick at the same time that I'm eating out one of the chicks. And, you know, we start grinding together, and then they start playing with each other. And then one of the dudes come in and he starts eating out the chick. And then the other dude comes in, and then one of the other chicks, she starts like sucking his dick. And then like there was a lot of stuff going on at that time. It was like really, to me, it was like very confusing and fun and exhilarating at the same time. Right. And so anyways, like they're switching back and forth. So like 1 second the blonde chick is sucking my dick, and then I'm making out with the brunette, and then the next second, like, you know, I'm licking the blonde chicks and eating her out, her pussy out, and then the other chick is like kissing on my neck, and then I'm sucking on somebody's titties, and then they're playing with my balls, and then, you know, one guy, he starts fucking his wife or the other wife or something to that effect. There was a lot going on, you guys, and that happens in orgies, right? And so we're all on this big ass king size bed, right? And so anyways, like the moment of triumph comes for me, right? And so this is where, you know, I start fucking, right? So I get the condom, I throw it on, and then I start fucking one chick, right? And then I think I switch condoms to fuck the other chick, right? And then she's really into it, and I think we're doing it doggy style, and I was fucking the blonde curly chick, right? Doggy style, or it was either doggy style or missionary style with her legs thrown over her head, right? And I'm really, really, really working it. But again, you guys, I was fucking nervous. I was fucking drunk. I was fucking stoned and high. I was fucking going through sensory overload. This is my first time in an orgy. Like, man, I must have busted a nut within like 5 minutes of me, like, you know, fucking this chick vaginally, right? And like, I was trying to slow down, and like the guys were like, just watching me, right? Like, fuck these other chicks, right? And like, so the guys were like, come on, come on, go, 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 go. And I was like, you know, I had this ugly look in my face, like, you know, that ugly old face, that ugly orgasm face you have before you about to bust a nut. And I was like, I think I'm about to bust a nut. They're like, no, don't bust a nut. They're like, keep going, keep going. Don't you fucking bust a nut. And they're talking shit to me, but it's like they're trying to like pump me up too. Like, come on, come on, you big dick motherfucker. You know how white guys are, motherfucker. When us black guys say motherfucker, we say motherfucker. But they're like, come on, go, you big black cock motherfucker. Fuck the shit out of her. Fuck that pussy. Yeah, get it, man. Get it, man. Get it, man. I think one of them may have slapped my ass, and I kind of gave him a look like, hey, don't you slap my ass. Shit. Fuck. And so, like, I'm just going at it. And I'm trying to do everything. I'm trying to like call on my inner African spiritual ancestors to give me the power to hold off from ejaculating and to hold this nut from getting sprayed all over the place, or at least inside the condom. And so, anyways, I'm like, I laid out this screaming. I probably sounded like a little bitch. And I busted a nut, and they're like, no! And then, like, at the same time I bust a nut, like, dude, like, because I think the other dude, the fat guy, he was fucking the other chick, the brunette chick. And no, I was fucking the brunette chick, and he was fucking the blonde chick, right? And the bed fucking broke, right? And they're like, oh shit, the bed fucking broke, right? The bed actually fucking broke, and it like fell like a foot to the ground. And we're like, whoa, what the hell? It was like, man, it felt like a fucking earthquake, and it was like freaking insane, all right? And so, yeah, that was my first orgy experience being a bull. It was fun. It was memorable. It was literally like almost 5 years ago to the date. I think it was like literally 5 years ago to the date of me recording this episode. And it was totally, totally fun, you guys. And whether you're a bull, a queen of spades, a cuck, you can all have fun in this lifestyle, but you just have to open yourself up to engage in it, okay? And so, again, I have my free gift, the Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to Having Sexy Fun in the Lifestyle. I want you to go there right now, download it, get it free, read it, engage in it, have fun. And you're also going to get on my email list where we talk about some fun shit. But you're going to need to go to bullsandqueens.com right now. Get that free ebook. And then also, if you want me to throw a private party for you out in your city, a play party, a lifestyle party, a mandingo party, whatever the case is, get at me. And also, from time to time, on a monthly basis, I typically do throw nice little parties out here in Vegas as well. So, more information on that is on the website at bullsandqueens.com as well. So, until next time, boys and girls, y'all stay sexy and have fun. Doc Chocolate is out, baby.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.